Welcome back to Regional Radio for another Dream Team interview. Sean Malone with you, now joined by Avery Reed of the St. Genevieve Dragons, named to the Dream Team in the sport of girls basketball. So, Avery, congratulations to you on that. I'll start off this interview how I start off most of the interviews by asking you, how did you find out that you made the Dream Team? Did you find out on Twitter? Were you listening to the show?
I was actually listening with I was with a lot of my friends. We were eating supper at one of our houses. We were all listening, and I was the last one called, so it was kind of fun seeing the suspense, but yeah, it was fun.
Were you nervous? I was the one that picked the order, and you know, with no reason, you just happened to be the last one to go, but were you nervous towards the back end when 9 had already been called, you still haven't heard your name?
Honestly, yeah, I was nervous. I was just, obviously, everyone hopes that they make it, so yeah, I was really hoping I made it, and hearing my name was relief.
This is one of the most competitive Dream Teams that I've seen in some times with the votes going in for girls basketball. And some of the names that are up there, too, are some incredibly talented players. Does it feel special being a part of this class of Dream Team athletes?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, this is something that a lot of people work for. And there's a lot of great athletes in our region and our conference that were competing for this spot. So being a part of it is really an honor.
Talk about your team's season. How did that go for you? Would you say that you met your expectations?
Well, we came into this season. We lost 5 seniors last year that were a really big part of our team, so nobody really knew how it was going to go, or kind of everybody expected it to be not as good as last year, obviously. But I feel like we really stepped up, especially having some underclassmen come up, and we really had a good season. We had a lot of fun, too, so that was a big part, and we got through a lot of obstacles and ups and downs, so it was a good season overall.
Besides basketball, what else are you involved with at St. Genevieve High School?
I play volleyball and I run track, and then I'm in STUCO and National Honor Society and Fellowship of Christian Athletes and Future Teachers of America and Spirit Club and just clubs like that.
You mentioned Future Teachers of America. Is that what you're looking to do for a career then, be a teacher in the future?
I'm not. I'm going to major in engineering management, actually.
Engineering management. Okay, so I guess then you're pretty smart if you're going to look to do engineering for a career. Certainly smarter than I am. So where are you going to school again? I believe you've already committed somewhere for volleyball.
Yes, I've committed to play volleyball at Missouri University of Science and Technology in Rolla.
Missouri University of Science and Technology in Rolla, nice. So what made you decide to go to Missouri S&T?
Well, my mom signed me up for a volleyball camp, mostly because there was a really good player that was going to help coach at the camp. And I was like, okay, I'll go, because I wasn't really interested in the school. And at the camp, they had a tour, and I went on it, and I just really liked it. And then I ended up really liking the coach and the team, so it all kind of fell together.
It's funny how things kind of work out that way.
Yeah.
Engineering is a pretty big and wide open field. Do you know what area within engineering you'd like to go into for a career? Would it be, you know, civil engineering or chemical? Do you have an idea yet?
Well, I'm going to go into engineering management because I wasn't really for sure like what exactly I wanted to do, and there's so much you can do in that field, so kind of left my options open, I guess.
Avery, what do you have coming up in the spring season? I believe you said that you do track.
Yes, I do track and I high jump.
Track and high jump, okay. What other events in track do you run, or is it just the high jump?
Usually the 400 or the 4x4 and then high jump. And I'm throwing javelin this year, too.
And you're doing javelin this year, too. Okay.
Yeah.
What makes you want to do the 400? I did track back in high school, and that was always my least favorite one, because you're running at about 90% speed the entire time. That race always wiped me out more than any other one.
Yeah. Well, I guess I never really had a choice. Coach kind of just threw me in it. And, I mean, I'm not the fastest, so I guess that's kind of just more of an endurance race more than anything. So kind of just stuck with it.
Avery, is there anyone you want to thank for helping you get to this point in your career, being named a Dream Team athlete in girls basketball?
My coaches, obviously, and then my parents and just my teammates for always making the sport fun and like making me love it even more than I do already. And yep, just my coaches.
Avery Reed of St. Genevieve Girls Basketball joining us here for her Dream Team interview. Avery, thank you so very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Back with more on Regional Radio.